I just want to add a few recollections on my own, very briefly. A number of speakers have mentioned how you felt very isolated, especially if you were a young Austrian, reading Rothbard and Mises and Hayek in the 60s and early 70s. In my junior year in high school in the early 70s, my junior year in college, after that year, I discovered Rothbard and then Mises and so on. And so that summer, I began to read voluminously in the literature. So I had picked up at the local library a number of books, including America's Great Depression. And I was a very high achiever janitor that year, that summer rather. I worked at a unit of AT&T, an engineering unit, and I would get all of my work done by 2 o'clock. And then I would go sit in this little janitor's closet, a little broom closet with a sort of a naked yellow light bulb over my head, and I would be pouring through America's Great Depression. Well, I felt so alone. I mean, I was alone. I was in a closet with a book. But I did meet Murray right after that, but fast forwarding I still hadn't met many young people, but fast forwarding to, South Royalton Conference. When I first stepped off the Amtrak train, in a town that was near South Royalton, I can't remember which town it was now, I was met with, someone who was supposed to pick me up, and it was Don Lavoie, and his hair was even longer than mine and shaggier, and his beard was shaggier, so I thought that was pretty cool. When I got to the town, I saw a young man who was there who was all dressed in black, including a black shirt, and he had a pompadour. And I said, "Wow, we're not only going to have a magician entertain us, but also an Elvis impersonator." That was Richard Ebeling. Well, Richard and I... we hit it off right away, and we went to get something to eat, and we were sitting with the eminent economist, William H. Hutt, who was a free market labor economist buried in South Africa, unfortunately. I mean, academically buried. I don't know if he's buried there now. But anyway, we're sitting there with him, and a wonderful man, great gentleman, and Ludwig Lachmann walked in, who also taught in South Africa. And Richard will remember this. Hutt said to us, you know, "What's he doing there?" And, so we said, "Well, he's an Austrian." And Hutt said, "No, he isn't. He's a Keynesian." So there were sort of divisions even back then. Little anecdote. When Murray, had arrived, myself and a few others helped him with his baggage. But as we were helping him, Milton Friedman had pulled up, and Murray, you know, very dark look came over his visage, and he said, you know, "What's he doing there?" And I said, "I don't know, but it turns out Ken Templeton, I think, was the one who invited him, because he wanted to play tennis with him. I later saw Milton Friedman playing tennis with Ken Templeton, who was vice president, I think, of the Institute of Humane Studies. Friedman was very spry and moved around the court pretty well. I remembered that. When we were speaking to both of them, I forget who pointed it out, everyone gathered around Friedman, and Murray had just written an article called "Uncle Milty Rides Again" in the Libertarian Forum, in which he called Milton Friedman an inflationist or a monetary crank. How many times? Seven. So Friedman was very upset about this and was going on to all of us about it. So we would find out what Friedman had to say. We'd run over to Murray and ask him, why he called him. He was very upset that Murray called him an inflationist and a monetary crank. But Murray had done this because Friedman had written about how indexation was a great way to deal with inflation. That is, not stopping inflation, but indexing all incomes and wages and prices to the inflation rate. So those are some of my memories of South Royalton. Okay, thank you very much.